Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody in this place that's been born again for 50 years and walked with God closely is no more righteous than someone who got saved last night. Did you hear that? Someone who's been walking with God and faithful to God and obedient to God, who has a worldwide ministry, walking with God for 50 years, is no more righteous than somebody who got saved an hour ago. You cannot grow in righteousness. Did you hear me? Now, you can increase in righteous works, but you do not grow in righteousness, because how did your righteousness come? How do you become righteous? Oh, friend, just camp on this word tonight. It'll help you. How do you become righteous in the eyes of God? It's a gift. Say it out loud. It's a gift. Say it again. It's a gift. It's a gift. Righteousness is a gift. Right? How do you get a gift? You just receive it. Right? You receive it. Glory be to God forevermore. If we just stop right now, it would have been worth you coming tonight. Right? It's a gift. Now, I'm going to say some of the same things, but I'm going to say them in different ways. The condemned ones, the guilty ones, the ashamed ones, the timid ones do not reign in life. They're operating under sin. And death reigns over those who are in sin and under sin. And there has been this stuff preached in the church world for centuries about how we're just old sinners saved by grace. That's not true. I said, that's not true. And people have the idea that, well, no, I wouldn't say I was righteous or holy now, but if I just hold on when I die, then the Lord, it'll finish. Are you saying that it takes death to finish redemption work? The enemy of God is what perfects the work of Christ? Well, when I get to heaven, no, friend, if you're not righteous now, you're not going to be. Right? Well, I'm working for it. That means you're not. Well, I'm working hard to be saved. That means you're not saved. Right? Well, we're working hard to get to heaven. Then you're lost. Because we have to submit and yield to His righteousness, admitting ours was not enough. Admitting we couldn't attain salvation through our righteousness. So what do? You quit trying to earn your salvation and you receive the free gift. But when you're saved, people don't understand. They think, well, that means I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to miss hell. But no, it's much, much, so much more than that. If that's all it was, it'd be wonderful. But it's so much more than that. You're not just saved from hell. You've been made righteous. You've been made a son of God. Not just a servant. His sons can and should serve Him, but you're not just a servant. You have been made a son. Thank you, Lord. With full right standing and sonship privileges, with the Most High, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, claims you as His son. Thank you, Lord. Now get this, I'm going to jump ahead and say this, and then I'm going to have to come back and say it again. And in His sight, you are just as righteous as Jesus, His firstborn. I said, why could you say such a thing? You either are or you're not saved. You're not righteous at all. Because your righteousness and mine is unacceptable.
Amen.
How could you say that? Because it's His righteousness that we are righteous with.
Amen.
It's His.
Yeah.
And in that case, I'm just as accepted of Him as Jesus is. I'm just as righteous in His eyes as Jesus is. Why? Because it's His righteousness that was given to you and me as a gift.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When this dawns on your spirit, when it renews and illumines your mind, you become bold. Not pushy, not haughty, not arrogant, but bold. Why? You're bold because you know. Timidity leaves you. Fear leaves you. What does this sound like? It sounds like somebody beginning to rule and reign in their life. Are you with me now? Are you getting this? How are you going to rule and reign? By abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Have you received that gift?
Yes, sir.
Have you been made righteous?
Yes, sir.
Are you righteous?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? Go with me, please, to 1 John. Now we're coming up, friends. 1 John, chapter 3. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is interested in this. Can you tell that?
Yes.
1 John, 3rd chapter. I'll just warn you, we may get happy tonight. Maybe we have to put this label on the tape or something. It may cause extreme joy. First John 3. I know I keep saying it, but do you understand? The church world has not known what happened to us when we got saved. The church world has not known what happened when Jesus died and paid the price for our sins. So much more than just missing hell. So much more. In 1 John 3, He said, 1 John 3:1, behold, look at this. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Here's the Holy Ghost. Can you hear this coming through? He said, look at this. Look at this. What kind of love God has shown on us that we should be called the sons of God. Somebody said, well, you know, boy, maybe when I die I can become an angel. Why would you want to? That'd be a demotion. No, they would like to be sons of God. Oh, no. There's nothing higher than the sons of God except God. He said, beloved, He said, therefore the world knows us not because it knew Him not. They don't know who we are. If they did, you couldn't fit the folks in here tonight.
Amen.
And in every other church in the country and world. If they knew who we are and who He is and what they can be too. Why don't they know us? They didn't know Him. We just got through reading that in John, didn't he? He came unto His own. and his own received him not. Why? They didn't know him. So sad. It'd been preached in the synagogues for century after century about the Messiah, about the anointed one. People and scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, they'd preached out of Isaiah and preached out of Deuteronomy. And here is the one they've been preaching about, and they hate him. Did not recognize him. Let's see to it that that does not happen to us. You know, I heard Dr. Lester Sumrall say this years ago. He came and spoke at a seminar at the school where I was attending, and at Rhema. And he began to get into this, and he talked about how that so many times people were in the presence of greatness and just clueless about it. That's my word. That he talked about individuals he knew that were such men and women of God. But the people around them just maltreated them, just almost let some of them starve, and people that had come up under them and fed on their teachings didn't see them until after they were gone. And then several years later, they wrote all these books and how, what a great apostle and what a great prophet, but they didn't see it. They didn't know it. You see it not just in ministry, but you see it on every hand. I've had men and women come and just cling to me 6 months after their spouse had gone home. And just spastic, just going, you know, oh my Brother Keith, I had no idea what that woman meant to me and what that man meant to me and what a woman of God and what a man of God. Well, it's a little late. Right? See to it that you're not that way. See to it that you have eyes to see. And you value what is valuable. Right? Jesus came into his own hometown, didn't he? Did they value him? No, they judged him after the flesh. They said, who is this? This is Joseph and Mary's boy. How many understand God's going to use somebody? Yeah. Right? I mean, he's using human beings in the earth today, right? Well, human beings were born somewhere. Right? Human beings get dressed just like you do. Right? Human beings eat like you do, sleep like you do, have to deal with all their emotions and feelings just like you do. You know, the biggest problem with preachers is they're like you. Right? They're human. They're like you. Somebody said, how in the world could they do that? Well, how did you? You know how. Well, they ought not do it. Well, you ought not either.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Reigning in Righteousness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001E. That's R-1001E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.